Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tell me something about you.
My Talk 107.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Now
I need to turn on my mic. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn's mic. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
It's on when it's off, and it's off when it's on.
That is exactly right. I'm having some issues with remembering to turn my mic off.
You'll get there, honey.
And then on. Just either way, it's fine. All right, so we need to talk about today a lot of things. The My Talk Awards we're going to get to. Please vote now and often.
Early
and
often.
Also, vote for us. And then Lisa Marie Presley, she passed away last week. You've got some details on her memorial.
Yeah, so her memorial, I know a lot of people have been, it's weird to say, like, not looking forward to per se, but the opportunity to mourn the loss of Lisa Marie Presley, and there will be a memorial service that takes place on Sunday, and it will be at Graceland. And I was reading yesterday, and I don't know if you got a chance to see this story. Some of the listeners probably have, that she has actually already been laid to rest at Graceland.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing I found interesting was that they actually moved, and I know this might sound kind of morbid, but it's just, I find it fascinating that there is a cemetery there on site, right? It's a memorial garden or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been there. You've been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They moved the grave of her son, Benjamin, to make room for Lisa in that cemetery, which is right behind the house, I believe.
Yes, it's just right there. It's kind of shocking when you go outside and you're like, oh, it's Elvis's grave. Oh.
So that's where Elvis is. That's where Elvis's parents are. That's where Lisa Marie now is, along with her son. I almost said not her son's name. Benjamin. Benjamin Keough.
Yes.
That's where his grave is. And so they had to move it around in order to make room for hers.
Okay. There's some pre-planning that should have probably been thought about.
You think so? Well, but think about it. They probably thought, we're not going to have to deal with this for a long time, so we're going to put that off. And then, of course, she died prematurely, tragically. And you can actually see the photos of where they did the... where they moved the graves from. Anyway, all of that is to say that this memorial service is taking place on Sunday. I've never been to Graceland. Tell me a little bit about the experience of walking out of the house to see the family tombs that are right there in the backyard.
Well, the house is surprisingly small. Whenever you pull up, you park across the street in a big parking lot, which also has his airplane, his taking care of business. TKB airplane.
Oh, yeah.
There's a museum across the road.
Okay.
And then you park over there as well. And then you walk over and you're like, oh, it's a big house, but not by the standards of what you would imagine. And then inside the house, you know, it's not an open concept home. This was built like back in the, 1960s or 50s. So, you know, the rooms are smaller than you would think. And then, you know, you go downstairs into the jungle room, which is surprisingly, it's just all small. There's upstairs. You can't go upstairs. It's roped off. That's like their private residence up there.
Whoever's staying there.
I think that they, you know, whenever they want to stay there, they stay there.
Yeah.
Like if Lisa Marie or Priscilla, I'm assuming, want to be in Memphis, they'll stay at the house.
It looks like the house itself, the mansion itself, was built in 1939.
Oh, 39. Yes, yeah. That's right, because he bought it and it was already built.
Correct. Owned by Stephen Toof, founder of Toof & Co., the oldest commercial printing firm in Memphis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's a pretty old house. And then it is like I said, you know, you go through a room that has all of his costumes and behind glass. And then I believe you're just outside and it's like you just walk around the corner and there it is. It's just a very, it's not a huge garden and it's close to the house. It's just not a huge space outside.
Yeah.
So
it's like you're going to have that experience because you will walk out the back door and there you are.
Yeah, that's the end of the tour. So it's, you know, I was thinking about they're having the memorial service on Sunday and it is on the front lawn of Graceland.
And it's like open to the public. Well, I don't know if it's open to the public.
I mean, they're putting it out there.
But it is a public event. I don't know if you have to have a ticket to actually go.
I'm sure that there are going to be so many people. It's just going to be packed.
And they're talking about it. They're describing it as a celebration of life when she is honored at this public memorial. Yeah, it's a public memorial, so it will be open to the public on Sunday. The service will take place, as you said, on the front lawn at 9 a.m. Riley, according to her rep, says that she, her grandmother Priscilla, and her half-siblings Harper and Finley are grateful for the support that everybody's gotten. And I can't even begin to imagine. Well, actually, I can, because I've had a parent die. I imagine they're still in shock.
Oh, my God.
Completely and utterly. And, you know, you have these celebrations of life and you have memorials and you have funerals and you want to do best by the memory of the people that have departed. But you generally are in no frame of mind, or I remember just not being in a complete frame of mind to totally understand and process what just happened.
Right. I mean, this is hard for even an adult to digest. Mm-hmm. And they're 14, I believe. Yeah.
They don't want to go back home. Did you see that story?
So looking at it right now. They're too traumatized to go back in the house where she died in Calabasas.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that will be sold.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure.
Which is totally understandable. You don't want to go, you know, if it's traumatic.
Yeah.
You just don't want to be anywhere near that.
I wouldn't want to either. I don't blame them. But they will inherit, along with Riley, Graceland.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about this before the show. This it will be complicated, won't it?
I think so, because there's one of her and two of them. So does she get a third?
Yeah.
And they each get a third? Because, you know...
And they already only have a portion of an interest. It's not that they have the full interest in Graceland, because, of course, Lisa Marie... owned, I think, it's a certain percentage, and I forget what the actual percentage of Graceland is, but because of, like, you know, the business of it, another organization or entity actually owns the majority of it and runs it.
It used to be the same entity that runs Prince's estate.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they're a great company. They know how to.
But it's also, like you said, like, it's a family home, and this is the thing I find is so odd. Your loved ones are buried at what's essentially a tourist attraction.
It's true. Yeah. It feels a little weird, I'll be honest, that you get to be right there. I do understand, though, and it's like you just don't realize that you can bury your, like, I didn't know that you could just bury your relatives on your property. Or just anywhere you want. I don't think I think you have to.
I would assume, depending on where, what the state laws are, you probably have to have a permit or something.
I'm sure. Yeah. So, but you know, I think it's good that she's being buried there. I think that it, you know, the whole family should be buried there. You know, it's.
Yeah. No, I totally understand why the family wants to be buried together. But it's also not weird. Like, if you think about, you know, you go to England and you tour a castle and there's going to be some famous people that are buried there, or Westminster Abbey or something like that, right? Where you're just literally walking on top of, you know, centuries worth of famous dead people.
Right.
So I guess that shouldn't be that weird. And it's only weird because we make it weird. But still, I don't know. I find some sort of like business making.
Yeah.
But you have to, right? Like, they have to have a business in that property, because nobody can afford to keep up a house like that.
No,
it's unless you were just independently wealthy and that was all you did was keep up this house.
Right.
And that's too much for one person to do.
Plus, you know, Riley Keough doesn't know how to run an enterprise.
No.
She's an actress.
Yeah.
She's pretty good. You know, I've seen her in a couple of things.
Yeah.
And it's just like when you think about, like, does she get a third? Like, what is the... Well, you already sort of explained it, you know, that Lisa Marie got the...
From what I remember, you know, in the reading after she died, she had explained at one point that people were concerned that she was selling out Graceland.
Right, yep.
And she said, no, I still have an interest and I have the ability to say what goes on and what happens.
Right.
But this business entity is actually running the day-to-day operations. They're managing the tours, they're doing all of that, because, you know, again, that's too much
for any
one person. And I'm sure Lisa Marie Presley was not independently, I mean, she was wealthy, I'm sure, right? She had means and was very, I don't know what her inheritance situation is.
No.
But, I mean, again, you'd have to be infinitely wealthy to be able to continue an operation like that.
And you'd have to be on your own. I mean, do you...
That would be your
only... That's your entire life. You'd have to live there and... You know, if you wanted to keep it a family business where the family is running it, you know, and just be, that's your entire life, I understand why she.
But it'll be curious to your point to see then how the girls manage this.
Right. I'm just thinking about like.
The relationship.
Well, I, you know, their dad, and this is not me, you know, this is all over the place.
Yeah.
He wasn't great about his.
Well, there was a custody battle, wasn't there?
Yes, definitely.
Between
always,
Lisa Marie Presley and
always.
Him.
And I mean, even whenever, which I find this to be revolting, when Benjamin died, his lawyers took the opportunity, his last name is Lockwood, to petition the court to try to get the girls full time, because they said, surely, after her son's death, this is so devastating to Lisa Marie that she will start using again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a danger to the kids because we know she's going to use again. So we want the kids full time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is disgusting. So her son, one of her children died and tragically, and then you're going to take her other kids away. It was just a lecherous like thing that, and I just, I mean, that kind of behavior.
Well,
to
you
me,
wonder
doesn't...
what role he'll have because these are minor children.
I know.
And so if they inherit Graceland along with Riley, we don't know. Like, will daddy be able to get his hands on things?
Exactly. That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
My brain just went
but maybe
forward
she
to that
was
place.
Smart enough to be like, if I, you know, did pass away when these kids are minors, this guy can't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, when you do estate planning, you think about those things, you know.
Well, I hope they ask the right questions. I love how we're like trying to, make sure these kids are taken care of. I'm sure there are a lot of very smart people around them that, and hopefully with their grandmother, right?
Right.
Are able to, I wonder what role she'll have, if anything.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We have all these questions and very little answers.
Yeah, and not a lot of answers, but you know, you just have to think about those kind of things. I mean, I think everybody's thinking about those kind of things.
I oddly, this is totally a non sequitur. Well, it's not a complete non sequitur, but if you're just joining us, we're talking about Lisa Marie Presley. The memorial service will be on Sunday. We've talked a little bit about, you know, she was laid to rest at Graceland, where her daughters now will inherit her share of that, or whatever her part in Graceland was. Last night, you know, we're going to go see Adele in February in Vegas.
Yeah.
We're trying to think of other things now to do in addition to while we're there. What else do we want to do? Spoiler alert, we're going to go see Barry Manilow.
Oh, you are?
Because Jamie, that's on his bucket list. And he was like, do you want to go see Barry Manilow? And I was like, well, I mean.
You're already going to see Adele.
Yeah, we're going there for Adele. But Barry Manilow is also there. Ticket prices much more reasonable for
Barry.
Are
they? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
But so I said, sure, let's do that. But I was like, here's the thing. I really, really, really want to see some Liberace while I'm there in Vegas. Because, you know, Liberace had a presence in Vegas. Uh-huh. He has a mansion in Vegas. there was a museum.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. I'm in Vegas at one time.
Yes, I went to that.
But that's been now scattered to the wind.
It's not big, right.
What's interesting is it's now in like two separate places. There's like a garage, which has a bunch of his cars and a couple of his gowns.
Mm.
You know, capes or whatever you call them, his showpieces. And then, did you know that a huge chunk of Liberace's collection is housed at the Thriller Villa? Do you know what the Thriller Villa is?
I don't. If it has something to do with Michael Jackson, I don't like it.
I know. I had no idea, but apparently there's this villa that was owned by Michael Jackson. I don't know who owns it now. But it was a mansion owned by Michael Jackson. And, you know, Michael Jackson and Liberace were, to call them friends is an odd thing, but they had a relationship.
I'm sure both performers and appreciated each other.
Scott Thorson talks about it in his book, by the way. Bizarrely fascinating read.
Mm.
I don't know the title of the book. Anyway, moral of the story is, looked into that, tours are like $179. It was like, I don't need to see Liberace for $179, although I'm sure it's fabulous.
Yeah.
However, you can go to the mansion that Liberace owned in Vegas and get a tour of that. And that kind of like Graceland, which is what made me think about this. I do find it incredibly meaningful to go to a place, even if it's like in no way the same as when the person was there or that, you know, the family's not there. Like, right. There's no.
But to know that they walked around in there.
Walk through a space like that, I find incredibly meaningful, just because I feel like I don't know if I'm going to feel anything, but you know.
Oh just, yeah, it's just to think that they walked on these same floors,
and think of all the other celebrities. Frankly, with Liberace, think of all the other A-list celebrities from the golden age of Hollywood that traipsed through that place, sat in the hot tub.
Sure, absolutely. Graceland has not changed. It's like a time warp when you go in.
Yeah,
they didn't change anything. So that
I need to go.
It's it's a lot of like fake royalty. Looking stuff like gold.
Well, that's totally Liberace. Liberace and Elvis must have been huge friends because they both were in Vegas.
Yeah.
Do we know their relationship?
I'm not sure. Oh, maybe they. Is that in the movie somewhere? No, I don't think so.
I feel like I'm having, you know, like there's a blind spot because I don't remember reading anything in the book about it. But I feel like Elvis and Liberace were like inherently very similar.
Oh.
Larger than life.
Yeah.
Grandiose. Their tastes were.
I mean, their costumes you could interchange.
Yes, really, totally. Like you could do a whole segment called like Liberace or Elvis.
Yeah, which cape?
All right. Well, while we're googling images of Elvis and Liberace during the break, Holly will be back to join us with a Dirt Alert right here on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas with huge savings for 2023. If ever there was a time to visit the Little Blind Spot showroom, that time is here. Right now, select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of 30% off the purchase value, up to $1,200. That's right, I said $1,200. Hunter Douglas Honeycomb Shades are designed to conserve energy at the window in any season. They trap heat inside the honeycomb fabrics during the winter months and keep cool air inside your home in summer. It's like they were made for Minnesotans. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today for help from the best experts in the business. Or you can visit them online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you. Sing it with me. The Little Blind Spot. We're big on service.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Oh, and it's Holly Roberts with all the great stories and celebrity gossip right here in the Dirt Alert.
Oh, Don Bradley, Alec Baldwin's movie Rust is going to continue its production. Yeah, after the Santa Fe County District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that Alec Baldwin was facing two counts of involuntary manslaughter in the onset death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Now, both Baldwin and the director of the movie, Joel Souza, are still on board to continue with the film, a source at the New York Times noting that updated safety measures will be in place with a ban on live ammunition and working weapons.
This is just so... The whole thing is... I feel like it's problematic, but I know that the family of Helena Hutchins is on board to produce.
They wanted it to go on.
Yeah. So
So that's the only way.
I want them to have whatever they need to have, but just from like the uninvolved bystander, it just seems really, it's a lot.
From our layperson optics point of view.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. Now, the production of Rust was set to resume this month after Alec Baldwin settled a wrongful death lawsuit with Helena Hutchins's widow, Matthew, in October of last year. So he'd signed on to executive produce Rust. That was a statement that was issued at the time. That means that I'm assuming that executive producer title is going to come with some profit participation.
Well, and that's what we talked about at the time, right? Was that this was a whole maneuver to keep them out of civil litigation, to keep people like Alec Baldwin out of civil litigation, is to bring them on board as producers and give them a piece of the film's pie.
Yes. Exactly. We'll move on to another scandal. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach's fate at ABC still undecided, even after we learned from Page Six that TJ Holmes had a relation situation with
a relation situation.
I mean, I don't know what else to call it.
Affair
with an intern.
Yeah.
At ABC News.
I know it's a Page Six story. We're going to talk about it a little later, but this may indicate why perhaps we still don't know the future of these two.
Right. They're not just going to bring her back on. You know, that would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think that like clearly there is more to this story than two people who had an innocent affair. Because I feel like it doesn't take a month to figure out what you're going to do when two people had an affair.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. A thorough investigation clearly is happening over at ABC News, and they have not come to their conclusion yet.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. We look forward to their investigation.
And their findings. Actually genuinely very curious about how all this is going to play out.
Yes, me too, because you've got these two very, you know, successful, talented people who were up and up and up, and now it's like, they're tap dancing. They have to be wondering what the heck is going to happen.
Yeah. Will I have a career?
Well, allegedly they've lawyered up already.
Oh, sure.
Should ABC decide to part ways with either or both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And clearly they're schooled in the realm of celebrity optics because they've been, by all means, hiring paparazzi to follow them around New York City and Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Cobra Kai is going to end after season 6, if you're a fan of the show.
Never watched it. I don't think any of us have, but we know that it's popular. Donna loves it.
Oh, yeah. It's over on Netflix, started on YouTube, it's very popular, but all good things must come to an end.
That's just right. Like this segment, Holly. Oh. Thank you for bringing us all good things, mostly.
Well, you know, things.
Happy weekend. And when we come back, our good friend Mike's got some blind items right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Donna, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. It's time for some blind items with Mike.
Blinded by the item.
Yes, we will get things started this time around with a new streamer show.
It's
a reboot of a network show. And apparently it's just as bad, if not worse, than the first time they tried to reboot it. The second two decades just didn't work the same.
Mm. Oh my God, the second two decades. By the way, I forgot midstream that we were doing a blind item, and I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to him telling us about this story.
Oh no,
like,
so you really didn't
alert.
Take it in.
No.
I have to force myself to concentrate.
It's a comeback, right? So
yeah,
they tried to do it before.
This new streamer show is a reboot of a network show. But apparently it's just as bad, if not worse, than the first time they tried to reboot it. The second two decades just didn't work out the same way.
The second two decades? So this is a long era.
Frasier?
It's a good guess. We talked about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Decades, right?
They're throwing you for a loop with that one, let's just say.
Okay, so the second two decades is something in the title.
Is it about like, I don't
know. I always think
know.
You know the answer. When you get go, very excited. And then I'm like, oh, good, I don't have to think anymore.
No, because I feel like my brain's getting there, you know, like I'm on the scent. Right. I'm like,
My brain stops thinking when you do that. Okay. I go, oh, good.
All right, stick with what Don was going with.
Okay, so in the title, the second two decades. So it has.
Now I got it.
What is it?
That 90s show.
Oh.
Correct.
Ew. Who cares? It just happened.
What just happened?
The 90s.
Girl, that was 30 years ago.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my 20 God.
Bleeping 23,
that's
honey.
Right.
And we're old. Thanks for that.
Okay. Yes, you are. But I'm older. Okay, fill in the blanks.
So yeah, the new streamer show, that 90s show, is a reboot of that 70s show, which apparently is just as bad, if not worse, than that 80s show, which they tried to do 20 years ago.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know they tried to reboot with the 80s show.
2002, Fox tried to bring that 80s show to life.
Okay.
Was it
the same cast?
It was members of the same cast, I believe.
Yeah,
this
is not going to happen. They're all too busy.
I just honestly, that wasn't my wheelhouse the first go around, so I don't feel in any way connected to it, but you know.
Yeah, in the new Red Foreman and Kitty, they're both part of it, but then all the rest of the cast, I think, are kind of a mix.
Oh, boy.
Okay, great.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, well. Yeah.
Should we do another one?
Blinded by the item.
We got there.
All right. This one's pretty straightforward, but I thought it was interesting to talk about. The publisher of this ginger-haired memoir did the old record company trick of shipping out millions of copies just to say it was a million seller for week one. The tough thing is the demand fell about 40% short of the goal. Sales have fallen off a cliff, which means they're going to have a bunch of returners or a bunch of returns from the bookstores.
Oh God.
No.
Yeah.
Spare. Yeah. I don't know the publishing company though.
Random House?
That's so random of them.
Or completely maniacal.
That's disappointing.
That is disappointing.
People to read
Why
it.
Don't people? Oh God, are we out on an island with this one?
I don't know. Stop believing what the tabloids say it's not good and you don't like him. Please like Harry.
And the only thing I'll say for NT Lawyer is that that's what he said, but it's reportedly 3.2 million copies in week one, 1.6 million alone in the U.S. So
yeah, I think
it feels like this might. Yeah,
I think maybe NT Lawyer doesn't like him, or I know he doesn't like Megan.
Oh,
and from some blind items I have skipped the last few days, he definitely doesn't like Carrie.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, buddy.
What was he trying to say? Can you give us a hint?
The one was about, man, with all of that military training, you'd think it'd be a little easier to avoid getting taken down by your less combat-ready brother in about 5 minutes or 5 seconds.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like. So here's the thing, you guys. These blind items come from NT Lawyer, who is a real person. We had him on the show.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So
can we get him back on? For me?
Sure. I mean, I'm not saying no, but like the problem, or I shouldn't say the problem, but the thing is, because he's a person, it's like just because he says these things doesn't mean they're true.
Don't send this clip to him.
No, I mean, I would say this to him, right? Like, and I think he would tell us that these are things he's heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he has his own opinions about things.
Mm-hmm.
So he may interpret things in a way.
Of course.
That aren't necessarily the way that he says it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I'm being vague,
he's
but
he's not being objective.
He's a person.
Yeah.
But I will say, just doing this for a week, his hit rate's pretty good. So, I mean,
that's exactly why we have unbelievable
when it comes to, because we're going to be talking about this TJ Holmes story.
Yeah.
That was, he talking about that
a few days ago.
Well, the reason we fell in love with him and started talking about him was because he was so right on all of the Me Too stuff. He was talking about Bill Cosby and Matt Lauer and a lot of these people before they were ever outed publicly by those who were victims. of these people.
Yeah.
And so that's what got us believing him. But there is a point at which you have to say, I'm going to take that one with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like astrology. You know, you read something about your horoscope and you're like, that is totally right.
Doesn't this apply to everyone?
Yeah. And then it just allows me to say I don't believe that because I don't want to believe it.
Thank you. What about another one?
Blinded by the item.
Well, I know at least one person who doesn't want to believe this one, but this foreign-born A-list singer in a group is cheating on his actress girlfriend.
Oh.
Not a lot to it, but...
Foreign-born A-list singer in a group. Yes. Are they still in a group?
They, yes.
They are.
And I, whether they're touring or not, I'm not sure, but I do know they've got an appearance coming up in less than a week.
It's not, that's so it's not Harry Styles.
No.
Okay, because One Direction doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'll just say the appearance that's coming up in less than a week we talked about yesterday during a Dirt Alert.
Oh, yeah, it's that guy.
I erase everything.
Who is?
To be a clean slate the next day.
Well, that's because you're a cyborg. when they put you in the closet at night and plug you
I'm
in.
I'm like Megan.
Oh, my God. Are you?
The robot, yes.
How do I know you're not a robot? Okay, let's think. We talked about it yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
In the Dirt Alert, there's going to be, briefly.
That's just the way I know they at least are appearing in that form.
And they are. Okay.
So is it like an old school one? Yeah, this
no.
is new.
No, in a group.
Not old school. It's mid. I mean,
yeah. They're still act. I mean, this is not
a couple
like
decades ago. Not like yeah, they wouldn't have been on that '80s show. That's for sure.
Oh.
But they would have been on that late '90s show.
Okay, so we're talking about like a boy band.
No.
Oh,
no,
shoot.
It's probably like a band, and I'm so bad at bands, like a rock band or a...
Adam Levine.
Keep getting closer. Foreign-born A-list singer in a group. So think, and let's... Foreign-born
like lead singer?
Yes.
Okay. Foreign-born A-list singer in a group. Well,
90s. I'm so bad at... You're good at music. You did music radio for years.
You can also focus on the other side of it. Do you know any A-list former band guys that are dating an actress? Go the other side because there's an A-list actress on the other side of this.
Oh,
God. Yeah, that's better.
No, it's not Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban.
No. okay.
He was, this is his second high profile relationship with an actress.
Shoot.
I looked to see if there were any.
Oh, yeah.
Twitters. Let's ask the there's no people. Twitters.
There's no Twitters helping you out today.
Okay, so actress. What kind of actress is she? Do you think we're more likely to know the actress?
You know both of them well, but I guess I didn't remember they were dating, but I looked it up and they definitely are. So.
Oh, no. Gosh.
It's not like a Coldplay experience.
It's a Coldplay experience.
Dakota Johnson.
Oh.
And lead singer.
Chris Martin.
There you go. You got there.
Oh, we got it.
So again, this is according to NT Lawyer, but Chris Martin apparently is cheating on his actress girlfriend, Dakota Johnson.
Oh, come on, Chris. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll discover that her jam jar has been tampered with.
Oh, Shakira style. Well, actually, aren't you going to tell me about Dakota Johnson later in the show?
I am. I have a story next hour.
But now she's going to be now we're going to be sad for her.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know that she's at Sundance right now having a good old time, so.
Well, hopefully she doesn't know what else is going on.
Pretty good idea where he's at.
Blinded by the item.
All right. This is a revealed one. This is a confirmed one. So we do have this one confirmed. This decision maker for the long, 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 long running action franchise really loved the Irish actor who once played the role. She has always thought he was perfect. That is why this tequila sounding actor is on his on her very, very, very short list.
So Barbara Broccoli, James Bond, tequila Irish person?
First off, who was the role that she loved? That
James Bond. Oh, wait, no.
That she thought was perfect. The actor that she thought was perfect.
I don't, but that's what I don't know.
Oh, got it.
I don't know who the actor is.
No, I don't either.
The original actor and then
he's Scottish.
The tequila sounding actor.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about Sean Connery. Or no, what was the first actor?
The decision maker, you got this.
Barbara Broccoli.
Barbara Broccoli.
Yeah.
Once loved this Irish actor who played the role.
Oh, who's Irish? Who did Bond?
I'm not a Bond aficionado.
So if it's not
Irish actor,
who's an, well, I should know this, but I don't. Irish
he's,
Bond.
If you want a little hint, he's my Bond. Like when I think of Bond, this is who I think of.
Daniel
of my
Craig.
Age. No,
he's not
a little bit before
Irish.
That.
He's British.
Wow.
Goldeneye.
Oh,
Goldeneye is
Pierce not, Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan is Irish.
He's Irish.
Yes, he's
I thought
Irish.
He was British.
I didn't
I
mean, know
I,
that.
I thought he was, yeah, from England.
And you want to try to get the last part of it, or
tequila sounding actor? Agave,
nectar.
No, reposado. Uh-huh. No, what's really tequila sounding actor?
You're very natural tequila, 100% agave, and it's kind of like tequila. It's called Breaking Bad. Has characters have their own?
Yummy.
I think lots of actors have their own.
Oh,
it's not a tequila. It's a
mezcal.
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal.
No.
That's perfect.
There's just Paul Mescal.
Oh, Paul actor.
You went a little too aggressive there on that sounds like at the end.
Paul Pascal.
Again, this one has been revealed here at this point. There's a blind item from like a week ago because, again, he's very good with his hit rate. But apparently Barbara Broccoli loved
Pierce.
Oh,
yeah, we talked about. Okay, yeah. Yes. Okay, go on.
Barbara Broccoli absolutely loved Pierce Brosnan. She thought he was the perfect Bond. That is why Paul Mescal is so high on the, or so much on the very, very short list.
And we did talk about Paul Mescal being on the list. Because
and
when
I
looked at him, I was like, I remember this guy.
Yeah.
He's very attractive. And
I don't like, I don't know. I guess I've never seen him in anything. I don't really know him. I don't know her. Paul Mescal.
He was in, I'm trying to think what Normal People is like his latest big thing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking through and I.
Anyway, well, okay. You know, Barbara Broccoli, again, what I will say is people know who this is, but they typically will say, like, you're not going to know who Bond is. Like, they're not going to pick somebody that everybody's like, this person should be Bond. So he seems to maybe fit that bill a little bit because he's not a, you know, a universally known actor.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then you won't see Bond. You'll just see, you know, the person.
Yeah, exactly.
I consistently look at the odds because, you know, I always say go to Vegas, figure out what the people who are losing.
I love this about Mike. Mike is our Vegas.
Yeah, he's a compulsive gambler.
Straight.
We didn't know.
Can I say that? What if he has a problem?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. No, he loves Vegas. That's
had a problem.
Did you really?
I'm good, basically, yeah.
Oh,
I'm good
my
now,
God.
Though. Aaron Taylor.
I'm a terrible person.
Aaron Taylor Johnson is still the odds on favorite, but Paul Mescal is right there along with him.
Okay.
So,
all
yeah. Right. Just got awkward in here.
Next. No, what you
when
you
we,
talk.
Oh yeah, no, I have to talk. When we come back, we're gonna go from awkward silence.
I love you, Mike.
Love you too.
To animals. In fact, this will be a feel-good story, I promise. There's a lot of sad-faced puppy dogs and kitty cats that need a home, and we're gonna tell you how you can welcome them into your home when we return, right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We need your help, My Talkers. If you are a responsible adult who has the heart and ability to welcome a pet into your home, now is the time.
It is so the time. And in fact, I've seen multiple stories so far this year. You know, the shelters at near capacity, and then many people showed up to provide these animals with homes. Well, I did want to just say I was reading a piece on the internet last night about the city of Minneapolis removing the requirement to set up an appointment. So I think this was like a COVID era thing where you needed to set up an appointment to go see the animals that were up for adoption. And they announced that beginning Monday, that is this coming Monday, you can just pop into the shelter weekdays from 1 to 5 p.m., if you're looking to add a pet to your family, that's the, you know, like you can literally just show up and be like, I want to see all the aminals. And I just like, I'm sorry, I love aminals and I want all these aminals to have a good home. And so, and I know there are lots of wonderful adoption places around the metro, lots of organizations, shelters, sanctuaries that take care of pets who need homes. But, you know, sometimes people forget that municipal shelters are also a thing.
Right.
And there, it, you know, these dogs are equally lovable, whether they come from a municipal shelter or from an organization or from somebody else's home.
Right.
So I just wanted to take a moment and say, let's help the pets, Dawn.
Yes. Yeah. So you don't need to, you can just drop by.
Yeah. You don't need to like sign up for a specific appointment.
Right.
You can just show up.
Yes. And then whenever you get your pet, please do some spaying and neutering.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, and in fact, you can set
on
up appointments.
Of Bob Barker, who's from my hometown. Or he,
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Every time.
He pays for an entire Humane Society in Springfield.
I'm telling you.
He used to broadcast
right,
from the
He's
building I broadcast
head. He agrees
in.
With me.
Yeah, it's true. Bob Barker.
No. She's the most connected person ever.
I know.
Awesome. I love
it's
it.
True. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, Dawn.
Just stop talking about things like that.
No, you don't. Hey. But right now, we just want to talk about the kitty cats and the puppy dogs.
Yes. So I know that it's a problem whenever you don't have, you know, sometimes people who are not considerate will dump an animal that's pregnant. That happened to me once. And like, you know, it's like then you have a bunch of kittens as well. So I'm sure they're overflowing. They're at capacity or full.
Yeah, they were. I will say I did go online and there were not that many animals up for adoption right now. But I'm sure that the inventory on the website probably changes so much. So I would just go if you've, you know, thought of stopping by. And you have to have, I will say, an iron will, right? You have to have like gone in knowing exactly what you're comfortable with, because the minute you walk, I'm saying this to myself, the minute I walk through the door, I want all of the animals, like every animal I see, I want that one, because you lock eyes with an animal.
Right.
And I don't know if you're like me, you suddenly are like, oh,
yeah.
We were meant for each other.
Absolutely.
The problem is I can't have all the animals.
That's right. Which is why we need you guys to have all the animals.
And it's super easy. I will say, and I, you know, at the Minneapolis, I've been there to I've been to that particular location. And I've just, they take such great care of the animals. And I've actually had, I don't know if you've ever had to call, you know, animal control because of a lost pet or something like that. And I actually had to take an animal. It was a dog to a shelter, to the wherever they go.
Yeah. The pound.
Yeah. I can't think of what the actual name is. It's not far from downtown Minneapolis. Anyway, moral of the story is they were so kind and so nice, and they found the ultimately found the owner of the puppy that I brought
in. Oh, that's so great.
But I just, you know, I don't want people to forget that this is an option, because there are lots of places you can go to adopt a pet.
Yes, yes. But they definitely...
oh, I know what I was saying. You were talking about Bob Barker, the spaying and neutering. You can actually set up the appointments so you don't have to like... It's not like you take the pet and then you have to deal with all the stuff. They can help you get that all. And I think it's like $250 for all the shots and spaying and neutering and all that stuff.
And all of that. Yep. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So this is really great if you want to, you know... help them out help the animals.
And you know, unlike a lot of places, Minneapolis Animal Control takes all animals, right? So like they have the added challenge of dealing with some really problematic animals. Now, sometimes they work with shelters and organizations to get the more problematic animals housed, but they also, it's just, I love that they're willing to take anybody, any creature, and because all creatures should have a chance.
That's right. And whenever you go, I always find it to be funny whenever I go for cats, but then the dog people, like I always hear there'll be somebody walking a dog, like they go take him on a little walk. And like there's a couple taking a dog and other couples will be like, that's our dog. We were here yesterday. They're going to take our dog. Mm. Like they're going to get it. We got to get it.
Yeah.
We were here and they'll go inside. I heard a couple go, the couple that has that black dog out there, we want to have it, and we visited it yesterday, so we get dibs. And it's like, there's so many dogs. It's funny.
It would be delightful if every animal had people fighting over it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we had my talker call in, Mary, and she just wanted to remind everyone, if like you said, you can't adopt all of them, but you want to, she says one thing that she does is she's got a trunk full of it right now, but buying either kitty litter or cat food or dog food when it's on sale, or if like Chewy or something has a deal, going and just loading up on that and then donating it to your shelter of choice. So they're a great way to support them.
That is
yes.
That is absolutely a wonderful suggestion. So thank you for that. But again, just anybody you know who's been thinking of, like if you've had friends and you're talking to your friends and they're like, yeah, we're thinking about getting a dog, send them this article, or, you know, just Google Minneapolis animal shelter.
Yeah, animal care and control.
And send them the link. Mm-hmm. And they can read all about, again, they don't need to make an appointment. They can just go.
I'm going to put up a link on our show page.
Good. Thank you, Dawn.
So it'll be super easy. It has directions there. And yeah, you can check it out. I was going to say something else.
Good.
Oh, man.
You've got about 30 seconds.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know if I can make it come back.
Okay. Well, how about this? While you're thinking about it, I'll just tell people that when we come back, we're what?
Oh, I remembered. They usually have a wish list on their website of what they need, like paper towels. They need so many things other than just food.
Let's all do something good for animals this weekend. Or people. I don't care. Just do something good. This is just a nice reminder that there's some love that needs to be had in the world.
Oh, there's a little guinea pig.
I know.
Okay.
They have small animals, too. That's a good point to bring up. All right. When we come back, Taylor Swift. Breakup bar. Dawn's going to tell us what those words mean and where you can go after a horrible breakup to indulge your Taylor Swift joy when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.